I'm really excited about this next session. It's called Student Payments and Other People Payments, because I've been in higher ed a long time and I have had the same question since I started. And I think this group is going to answer it for me. What is a stipend? Are you going to tell us, Jody, what a stipend is? Because John and I have stayed up nights trying to figure out what that is, a stipend. So we've added another speaker to this panel, but as one of our speakers, Joel, where are you, Joel? He's supposed to be remote. I don't know if we're going to count him or not, but he is? Joel, what? What are you doing? Are you at Disneyland, Disney World? Where are you?
Yes.
So to my immediate right, we have Jody Kessler. I think I've known her a little while. She started her tax higher ed career at The Ohio State University back in, a long time ago. Somehow left Ohio State for Harvard, and then now she's at MIT, and she is joined by Tracy Pagula, who's going to join us in the next session. Tracy is a partner at Moss Adams. Now you're working out of Vegas now, right, Tracy?
I am, yes.
And Tracy and I have...
So if you're coming to Vegas, let me know.
Yeah,
she'll show you all the great spots.
She knows all the correct numbers to bet. And known her for a while as well, serving on the AICPA not-for-profit panel with her. And she has been in higher ed tax for quite a while with Moss Adams. Frequent speaker on the AICPA's technical resource panel. And we got some guy online. I'm not sure where he came from or what he's doing, but this guy named Joel. Some of you may know Joel Levinson, who I've also known for a while. Joel's the current chair of the Nakubo Tax Council. He is the assistant vice president for taxes, payables, and procurement down at University of Central Florida, where he also has an undergrad and master's degree. So I'm not sure if they're going to let him talk or if he's just going to be on the screen for us. But Jody, do you want to kick it off? And I want to know what a stipend is.
Okay. Well, then let's get started.
Oh, do you guys want questions at the end or during?
Either way.
Either way. So if anybody has a question online or here, just let us know. All yours, Jude. Right. Thanks.
All we see is Joel's face on the screen. So, oh, there we go. Now you're small and we can't hear you.
Put myself on mute on purpose.
Oh, there we go. I believe it was last year me and Joel were here and we were jokingly having Joel outside for remote workers. And now he really is remote. So come full circle. Okay, we're going to talk about student payments today and all other types of employment payments. Is there feedback or am I just hearing that? Okay, I will keep talking. And we're going to go through the different types of payments: grants, stipends, scholarships, fellowships, wages, and other compensation, prize and award. We're going to tell you how to tax them and report them to individuals, and go through lots and lots of war stories that we have to share, and hopefully you guys can share some of yours. We'll be sure to answer it very thoroughly for you, maybe correctly. Okay. So, what is a grant and a stipend? So this is the IRS definition of a grant, which is really, it's all of these types of payments, but it's not those types of payments, which is super helpful. But it kind of goes through the point of, you know, it's not really well defined. A grant is sort of a type of a payment, and then you kind of have to drill down and figure out what it really is. And then the $1 million question, what is a stipend? So this is actually a definition from Investopedia, because it is not in the IRS definition at all, although Tracy had a fun story.
Yeah, so I have an IRS audit that's going on right now of one of my higher ed clients, and the agent came out and started wanting to talk about stipends, and I was just shocked that an IRS agent would actually use the word stipend. So, we quickly assessed that that's not a word that we're going to use because it doesn't mean anything. We've got to drill down further to figure out what the payment actually is.
So I like to joke with my tax team that stipend is a four-letter word, and we don't use it. But it is basically just a bucket of anything. It could, they call a stipend a $100,000 stipend to an individual. Okay, how much of that is compensation? How much of that is a business expense reimbursement? You know, what are you actually paying them for? And then we can figure out how to tax it and report it. So with all of these, we actually have a web page that has, it starts with grants and then it digs down and figures out what all of those pieces are. We don't put stipend on there, but that helps people kind of determine and do a little flow chart of what their actual payment is, which is what we're going to get into now.